Donald Trump has been friends with Jeffrey Epstein for years. In 2002, he told New York Magazine that he's, quote, known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life. Close quote. Jeffrey Epstein claimed he introduced Donald Trump to Melania. Epstein is known for grooming beautiful women for powerful men. On July 6, 2019, Epstein was arrested. 2 weeks later, he was murdered in his jail cell, all during President Trump's first term. Shortly after Trump began his second term, political agents and useful idiots posed for the cameras with DOJ binders, as if justice was coming, and nothing followed. Until this week, when we were told that the DOJ and the FBI concluded that Epstein had no client list and died by suicide. While this isn't fooling the awakening masses, political agents and useful idiots began doing their best to defend Trump and steer everyone towards immigration, where the solution will obviously be the digital ID for every U.S. citizen. The overwhelming majority of U.S. government representatives are the recipients of hundreds of millions of dollars paid out by AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were clearly part of a sexual blackmail operation run by the Mossad and the CIA to further own the American government. This is why our government officials are all on board with the genocide being committed by the U.S. and Israel.
Do you think that there can be a two-state solution that creates an independent
power? I don't know. I'd ask Mimi that question. You have the greatest man in the world to answer that age-old question, two-state. Go ahead. You give him your honest answer.
I think Palestinians should have all the powers to govern themselves, but none of the powers to threaten us. And that means that certain powers, like overall security, will always remain in our hands. Now, that is a fact. And no one in Israel will agree to anything else because we don't commit suicide. We want life. We cherish life for ourselves, for our neighbors. And I think we can work out a peace between us and the entire Middle East with President Trump's leadership. And by working together, I think we can establish a very, very broad peace that will include all our neighbors.
When Pam Bondi was asked about all this, Trump couldn't help but interrupt her and show frustration that anyone was concerned about his old friend of 15 years.
One of the biggest ones is whether he ever worked for a American or foreign intelligence agency. The former labor secretary, who was Miami U.S. attorney, Alex Kostick, he allegedly said that he did work for an intelligence agency. So could you resolve whether or not he did? And also, could you say why there was a minute missing from the jailhouse tape on the night of the set?
Yeah, sure.
If hey, I could I just interrupt for
sure.
1 second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time? And do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration. But you go ahead.
And Pam Bondi suggested that the child porn they have in evidence was Epstein's personal collection that he downloaded from the internet, and nothing at all to do with blackmail.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that.
Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.